Greetings again, ladies and gentlemen. Another audio boo as I prepare to head out for the, technically the third day of GDC, but for me, since I didn't do anything on Monday, kind of the second. But I wanted to briefly go over what I did yesterday, because it's kind of awesome, and because there was something I forgot to mention yesterday, too. So yesterday I went to several panels, most of them concerning audio and audio design in games and that sort of thing. And at one of those panels, one of those panels was hosted by one of the developers from something else, which is the developer that makes Papa Sangre, Papa Sangre 2, Nightjar, those games. And my blind followers will know what I'm talking about there, because pretty much all of them have played those games. So, yeah, discussions. There weren't really panels, I guess, because it was only one person in most cases. They called it an audio boot camp for audio design, and she was the one doing that discussion. And it was awesome. It was excellent. She really put some things in developers' heads, I think. If anyone that went to her presentation then comes to my panel on Thursday, I think that it'll be a really good, full circle kind of experience. She's talking about designing, and I'm talking as a blind gamer, so I think if those two thoughts come together in people's heads, I think it'd be great. But I did meet her after the panel was over, and I was astonished to discover that she was already completely aware of who I was. So that was kind of awesome for me. She said she was aware of my internet presence. So that was great. That was great. It was interesting to be known by someone who I met, as a fan. So that was cool. I also went to a panel about social status and conflict, mostly in boys, regarding gaming. And that panel was hosted by Ashley Birch and Rosalind Wiseman. And Ashley Birch is, for those of you who don't know, the voice of Tiny Tina in Borderlands 2. And she also does videos on YouTube called Hey Ash, Whatcha Playin', which is a really good, hilarious series, which I recommend checking out. But anyway, she does a lot of things for herself. She's gotten bigger into voice acting now, and I met her as well. And I talked to her about voice acting, and she actually gave me some tips as to what I should do as someone who wants to be a voice actor. So that's really neat. It's really nice for her to do that for me. I went to a musical presentation hosted by Austin Wintory, who composed the music for Journey, which, if you do not know, is a phenomenal game. Is not playable by blind people, and in fact, without a sighted person present, blind people may have trouble understanding it completely, but if you do, someone who is just willing to describe enough to you, the music in that game conveys emotion fantastically, and that's what I wanted to talk to him about, but I didn't get to talk to him, I didn't actually meet him. I might meet him today, though, because I'm actually going to another audio presentation today. So, the plan for today is a 2-hour audio presentation, followed by lunch, and then it looks like the people on my panel want to meet up today, so that's probably going to happen too. And we might do a run-through of the plans for tomorrow, the panel that we're going to be hosting tomorrow at 5:30. 5:30 Pacific, by the way, so 8:30 Eastern PM. All right, so that is where we are, and I think that's it. That's all I have for now, but again, there will be more, so look forward to that.